Books on Tape presents Cold Day in Hell by Richard Hawke. Read by Paul Michael. Part 1. Chapter 1. On the last day of her life, she took a yoga class. She wore what she always wore, a full-body black leotard and a too-tight faded gray t-shirt with a red crab on it, a no particular reason gift from her younger brother many years before. Normally she wore a burgundy headband to keep her hair out of her face, but just the day before, she had instructed her hairstylist to change everything, and he had responded by giving her a short, feathery cut, something she could hand-dry and hand-comb, something that would look good even when, technically, it was messy. Her yoga instructor had commented on it as she was rolling out her mat. He was a pole-thin Iranian with dark, deep eyes, a slight man. As lithe and limber as a wet noodle, he was the fantasy at one level or another of at least three-quarters of the female students in the class, probably one or two of the males as well. He spoke with a rich British purr.
"I wouldn't have thought you could be even more beautiful. This is so nice. Very nice."
Her short bangs slipped away from the instructor's flirting fingers, and a slight blush no larger than the size of a nickel dotted each cheek. As the instructor moved over to the wall and slid a CD into the boombox, she smoothed the corner of her mat with her toe, then raised her foot and tucked it against the inside of the opposite thigh, folding her palms together as she balanced perfectly on one leg, like a flamingo. She gave a little shake of her head, her new hair falling quicker than usual, then gently closed her eyes. The floodgates of serenity opened. She had 3 hours to live. The best I figure it, I was...